Daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. John chapter 3 and verse 36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them. In a Gallup poll taken recently over in the United States of America, it was found that fewer than 10% of Americans are deeply committed Christians. George Gallup, who ran the poll, adds that these people are far, far happier than the rest of the population. So the population of America has fewer Christians, but those who are deeply committed Christians are happier. Committed Christians, the Gallup poll found, are more tolerant than the average American, more involved in charitable activities, and are absolutely committed to prayer. While many more Americans than this 10% profess to be Christians, most actually know little or nothing of Christian beliefs. Those who profess to be Christians but are not part of this 10% who are committed, they act no differently than non-Christians. To be a Christian is actually radically different, a radically different way of living and relating to the world and to people and to the spiritual world than it is for anyone else, because there's a spiritual reality behind it. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus is Lord in charge, that Jesus is Jesus, the name Jesus means God saves, that God saves you, and that he is Christ meaning the chosen one of God, the one anointed to lead the way for you, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one sent by God to rescue you and to be in charge and lead the way. And if you believe in him, it changes everything. So a Christian is one who has been changed and is being changed to be different than the world, not to look down on it, but to call everyone to the same wonderful joy, the happiness that a true committed Christian possesses. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. For more, head over to petertimothycooper.com, and thanks for listening. I will be back tomorrow.